In a break with tradition, the Israeli state has granted official recognition in the form of a salary to a rabbi from a non-Orthodox religious background. The Attorney General's office made the decision following a long-running campaign by critics who argued that one strand of Judaism was being given preferential treatment. As the BBC's John McManus reports, the ruling in the case of Miri Gold, a female rabbi, could have wider implications for religious pluralism in Israeli society.
Since 2005, a coalition of Jewish liberal and reform campaigners have been fighting for their rabbis to have the same benefits as thousands of those from Orthodox traditions, including the right to claim a taxpayer-funded salary. This decision only extends those rights to 15 such rabbis who work with regional councils, but the number may increase. The case was brought to the Supreme Court on behalf of Miri Gold, a female rabbi. Judges told the Attorney General to reconsider the rules, which prompted Tuesday's surprise announcement. Israeli Jews who don't hold Orthodox beliefs sometimes complain that they're marginalised by the state. Anat Hoffman, the executive director of the Israel Religious Action Centre, which fought for the change, says the decision prompts a profound question.
What are the values of the Jewish state? And that has nothing to do with what practices, religious practices, are practiced nationally. What's important is what motivates us as Jews. How do we deal with streams that are different from our own? It's the biggest test for us as people who've been who've had our history. We're now called to answer what have we learned from all that.
Ms. Hoffman hopes the recognition of Miri Gold will also eventually lead to a loosening of the marriage law. Currently, Jews of all backgrounds can only have a religious marriage conducted by Orthodox rabbis. Not everybody is celebrating the Attorney General's decision. The Minister of Religious Affairs has told Israeli radio that he disapproves, and the new rabbinical salaries will not be funded by his ministry, but rather by the Ministry of Culture and Sport.
John McManus.